This is The Playbook.
I have an incredible entrepreneur. Matt Bailey is in the house, the founder and CEO of Game On. Matt, welcome to The Playbook.
Hey, thanks, Dave. It's good to be back here.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, the name Game On really means a lot to me because when I see an entrepreneur that I met from the beginning and I know the journey that they've been on, how they've enjoyed the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of their own potential, and to see the success that you're having now really inspires me and inspires me to empower more entrepreneurs, because you truly are the epitome of game on, not quitting, just keep playing the game. And for you, what does game on mean today, looking back at all the challenges and the struggles that you and most every entrepreneur faces before they get to a point of success where you're at today?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny when people always have always loved the name Game On. And I think it was just an accident that we kind of did that from the start. I think I liked it. And I was just like, we didn't put much thought or branding into that at the start, at the very beginning, but it's turned out to be a really, really cool name that people love and resonate with, and people want to kind of, our tagline is, if it's on, it's on. And like, if a game's on, we can turn it on through our game. So it's always been a motivator and an inspiration to keep showing up, to keep turning yourself on, even during the tough times, which there always are, as you know, and as every entrepreneur knows. It's always turn up and turn it on and turn yourself on, because sometimes it's hard to do so.
Now, you also have some other distribution partners. What are some of the unique relationships you have in the distribution side of things?
I mean, as far as distribution goes, we try and partner with complementary companies that can help get us in front of companies that they're working with, and we can kind of share that relationship and sometimes work together. So there are many of those, but really if we're talking distribution and the biggest impact of how partners land within our ecosystem is really through our directors and advisors. So, you know, we not only have a board of directors that's made up of 5 people, including yourself, but we have an extensive list of strategic advisors who have come on board, and all of them are really super connectors. We've from the start have made it our number one goal to surround ourselves with people who can help us be better each day and bring on more partners and get more products out there into the wild. So I think that the biggest distribution strategy we have is working with folks like yourself, working with folks in other parts of the industry or the industries we touch, who have instant credibility and network and value to bring to Game On, because we're not naive in that our day-to-day team is a pretty young, hustling team, but we don't have the networks that some of our advisors and directors have. So we really tap into that and leverage that to bring on partners. I'd say, we have around 10 partners on board right now that we're doing various things with, and I'd say seven or eight of them came directly through an advisor or director.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you talked about from the beginning or the inception of the company, and you've really been able to stick to the roots, the inspiration behind Game On, even though since you've been 28, there's been so much change and technology always accelerates that change, but you've really been able to stay consistent with the roots and inspirations behind Game On. How have you been able to do that? And can you share with us what you see as that, foundation that was built years ago?
Yeah, I mean, we've stayed strong to our roots of engaging people, engaging, retaining, and monetizing through games. But we've been flexible at the same time in going down different paths depending on the wave that we're on. At first it was, and I touched on it a little bit earlier before, at first it was COVID, which really just like everyone and many industries, it slapped us in the face and really knocked us out when there were no sports and we had this B2C product live on the store. We're like, what do we do? How do we generate? How do we survive? Honestly, at that point, We had very little money in the bank. I hadn't paid myself for like 9 months. I'd racked up a nice and chunky credit card bill from just living in New York and getting by paying the rent. So I was like, what do we do at this point? You know, how do we generate revenue quickly? Do I just go back to Australia and never come back to the US? Like, what do I do? But we stayed true to our core with games, but we thought about B2B. And we did our first deal with a big television network, and they paid us $50,000 to do that. And it was like, wow, that was transaction. That was in our bank. Right? That was cool. How do we do more of that? And we did more, and it snowboarded, more partners. So that was an example of how staying true to our core, but just finding a route that was right for us at the time. One of the best decisions we've ever made was to become a B2B business. And we're seeing similar now as well. You know, while we're not in the same position as we were back then, we've been granted the opportunity of Web3. And a lot of our partners now are in the Web3 space, in that, you know, we're still true to our core. We're still building games. But if there is a way to leverage Web3 and the blockchain in a way that's authentic and a way that adds value and a way that is meaningful, we're doing that a lot with our partners as well, and just adding another string to our bow in what we can do for partners and how we can engage users. So yeah, we've stayed true to our core, but always being flexible and riding the wave at any given time.
And, you know, I get asked to be involved in a lot of different companies, especially in this space. And one of the key questions that I love to ask before I do get involved is, you know, what differentiates yourself in, you know, this very crowded or perceived crowded space? Because a lot of people like to tell you they're everything to everyone, but what truly differentiates Game On that is attracting such great partners into the business?
Our biggest differentiator right now is that we've built Game On in our game technology. So we're talking fantasy games, prediction games, and Web3 based games, and other games that keep people engaged, retained, and monetized for content owners like teams and leagues and networks. How we're different is that we've built everything at a platform level. And that means that we're never building anything from scratch. So if, you know, NBA season's coming up, NFL season's coming up, if a team or a league in that world said to us, hey, Game On, we want a prediction or a fantasy game up and running for the season. We've just thought about it. There's not much time. Can you do it? Our answer is yes. We can be up and running in 2 or 3 weeks, not several months or even a year or longer as some of our competitors, because we're not building it from scratch. We're going to our platform and choosing different features for our partners, bringing it to life in a very short time. That's because we've spent the last year and a half fully building out that platform, so we're in the position now to do that. The second differentiator is that once it's live, we're still your partner. We're bringing this to life and keeping it live from start to finish and making it better each and every week and month, adding new features for no additional cost because it's the platform that you have access to. And that is a big differentiator as well, because, you know, people at a team or a league or a TV network, they don't have time for games. They don't want to build games. They don't want to worry about it. They're focused on what they're great at, which is the live content itself, the live events at the stadium or arena, and building that community, where they're just their games and technology partner from end to end, kind of a white glove service. And they're the two ways that we really differentiate. We make it almost zero lift for them, but we're still driving their engagement, retention, and monetization.
And that differentiator really makes a difference in the marketplace. Not only have you been able to raise almost $6 million in March, but even more importantly, you're publicly listed. And, you know, my last question is, as a young CEO, things are much more complex when you're a public company. It is enough to be a young CEO, a young entrepreneur of a very successful company, but it's another to deal with the biggest names in sports and entertainment. And now added to that, you have the public listing that is, you know, very complex in its nature. What for you has been the greatest skill set that has allowed you to successfully navigate being a public CEO beyond all the other things you've been able to navigate? Because as you know, the success is in the money, and you guys are just absolutely showing the market what value and shareholder value, what it means. How have you been able to navigate that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first of all, being able to uncover and look for many different opportunities, some that are outside of the box, which this was for us. You know, we're an early stage startup. Not many companies go public at such an early stage. But just so happens that the Canadian markets are built for startups. It's an alternative to raising capital from VC. It wasn't a ring the bell and I've made tons of money kind of public listing. It was just a way to access capital. So that's why we did it. So being open-minded to go down those routes was firstly important. Then, you know, my role has definitely changed a lot since we've gone public because I'm dealing with the corporate side of being a public company. So I think the most important skill that I've had to learn is being able to give up control of a lot of parts of the business and put trust in a lot of my leadership team to focus on what they're great at and really give them the reins. So, you know, from a technology standpoint, a product standpoint, and other areas of the business, I'm not in the day-to-day anymore. Of course, I'm catching up with the leadership team every week and we're part of making those important decisions together. But trusting them day-to-day and having peace of mind that they're taking care of that part of the business while I take care of what I have to was tough at first, especially being a founder and a solo founder. But it's been so rewarding and liberating since I was able to kind of be better at that. And I'm still getting better at that.
And you are young enough, you will continue to get better and better in utilizing all of the mistakes, setbacks, and failures as a propellant, something to propel you, promote you, and even protect you for great success in the future, which is why I'm part of the business on that board to make sure that I'm giving you the dummy tax that I paid when I was a public CEO and other mistakes that I've made. And we have a great group of people, great minds, great hearts, and great hands, all involved with the founder and CEO of GameOn, Matt Bailey. Thank you for joining me.